Solid Waste Authority meeting for today, Tuesday, October 11th, 25. It's called order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. New business. Approval of a 5% rate increase by BFI Waste Services. Thank you, ma'am.
Move to approve the rate increase for 2024.
Second.
Let me catch you up. Any discussion?
For 2024?
Should it be 25 for it?
For 26.
Sorry, 2026, did I put it? It's right on the other
thing. Yeah, we're going back in time.
Annette, will you please redirect your motion to stay 2026?
Move to approve the rate increase for 2025.
26.
For 26, sorry. I did have, I had.
And 26.
I second the motion.
That's my fault.
Is this a test?
It's my fault.
Okay, discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to adjourn.
Let's go to a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we adjourn. Let's go to the city council meeting. Call the city council meeting for Tuesday, October 11th, 2025 to order. Invocation, Pastor Matt Baker from Island Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor.
Lord, we come before you right now and ask for wisdom for our leaders and for our citizens of our great city, our great town. And we pray that your spirit would lead us into truth and to lead us into doing what's best for our community. And we recognize what Romans 13 says, that the authorities, the magistrates that exist are instituted by God. And we recognize, though, and we recognize that we are all under the lordship and reign of Jesus Christ. So we pray that your will would be done in our community, that wisdom would be here, and Lord, that you would bless this time we have to gather and do what's best for our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, regular councilman committee of the whole of 9/16/25. No objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I have a couple. I'd like to take the floor because I want to look at the mayor.
This better be good.
Isn't it always? Isn't it always? First of all, Jeff Boyd's not here. He called us late playing or whatever. I just want to say to the three outgoing council members, thank you. Annette, 11 years. Joni, 21 years. I got on the council with you first. And Jeff, 13 years. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, we always want to leave a business better than the way we found it. And I truly believe Orange Beach is because of your service and dedication. I have a lot of faith in the incoming folks, Ginger, Robert, here, that they will be able to fill those shoes. You're leaving a legacy. Orange Beach is better than when you found it, and that's awesome. To the department heads, every one of you department heads, I look forward to working with y'all for four more years, and staff. It's not what we do. It's what y'all do. And it just, I've always said that. Y'all know I've always said that. It's not what we do up here.
Yes.
It's what these folks do on the street department, in that building department, at every level. And I look forward to serving another 4 years. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
We have Brianna from the library that's here that wants to give an update on some programming and some things that I don't know if y'all have seen all the wonderful things that have been going on, but the children in this community have been in that library and doing all kinds of fun things, and I'm hearing great stuff. So I ask her to just give us an update on some of the programming.
Well, thank you. It's hard to follow such a great speech, but I am Brianna, and I'm the Outreach and Programming Librarian here at the library. I am not one for public speaking, so I will make this very, very short. But I just wanted to brag about a program that we had this past month, which brought in 350 people into the library. And a lot of them were local, familiar families, so we had a lot of brand new families to the library too, including a few that came out of county to see us. So that was wonderful, and we are hoping to add more of these all-ages family programs to the calendar, including, if anybody is a Taylor Swift fan, we have a Taylor Swift birthday party. It is all ages on December 13th, and it'll be a lot of fun with games and crafts and prizes and more. And then lastly, we are not leaving adults out of the equation. We'll be having an adult winter reading program this winter and a calendar full of adult programs. And so if you participated in our adult summer reading program, we had a great community response, and that was a huge thank you to all of our local businesses that came out and supported us and donated prizes. And so we'll be doing something similar this winter again. And I think that's all the announcements I have. Follow us on social media for some more up-to-dates. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the
update.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You know how I get when I speak. I forgot something else. For you and Jerry, you're stuck with me 4 more years. I look forward to serving both of you, too.
Oh, thank you.
I
thank
really
you.
Do, okay? We've done a lot together, and we have a job ahead. And like I said, it's going to be a great 4 years.
Yes.
I'm Janice Mason, and I just attended the Citizens Academy, so I'm kind of representing class 8, session 8. And I want to thank y'all for supporting this program. I highly recommend it to the citizens of Orange Beach. The fire department and the police department were very, very knowledgeable. They showed us some things that I greatly appreciated, especially coming from a law enforcement and fire department background myself. So I appreciate what all y'all do. Every officer that we came in contact with was very professional, and I highly recommend the program. I would also like to see the dogs get vests. I would like to see, one of the most interesting things was that we got to participate in was going to the indoor firing range at Fairhope. I would love to see the city of Orange Beach get that.
It's in Fairhope. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And then this weekend, Saturday, we have the Battle of the Badges. Coastal Alabama Senior Softball Police and Fire Departments of Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and Foley matchups. Game on.
Yeah. Game on.
I promise you, Mayor, that's all I have.
I got all night. Thank you, Ms. Mason. That's very appreciated.
Yes, absolutely.
I appreciate what they do.
Yeah.
I've always appreciated the fire department, police department, and y'all for what all y'all do. So it was, I just really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to put the indoor gun range in with the indoor aquatic center.
Indoor.
Dual purpose.
Yeah. All right, I don't know where I'm at. Any more announcements? Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Moving to new business resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of an agreement, Baldwin County Interoperability Communication System, Police and Fire Protection.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of an amendment to grant award agreement with the National Audubon Society, for stewardship of coastal Alabama beach nesting bird habitat.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of office furniture for the police department, $32,351.74.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement to grant an underground electric line easement to Baldwin County Electric Membership Corporation.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the city to pay legal fees from Carr, Allison, Oliver, Sisson PC, Galloway, Wettermart, Rutens, LLP.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance agreement with Garner C. Tampery Memorial Foundation, third annual Merry Christmas, Merry Memories Tinsel Trail.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
Gets better every year.
It's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yes.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of use agreement, Town of Alberta, Safety Barrier Cades, 2025 Sausage Festival.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance, first reading ordinance amending Chapter 50, Article 13, Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach entitled Recreational Vehicle Rentals.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll.
Oh, I'm sorry. Councilmember Silver?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember
Blaylock? Yes.
Mayor
Hess? No. All right, public comments, adjourn. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Mayor, there's one more first
reading.
There's
one more.
Remind me to buy some real glasses. Where are you at, Holly? First reading, Article 8, Code of Ordinances, City of Orange Beach, golf carts. I don't believe we're going to move for unanimous consent, so move on. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. I will call the Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, October 11th, 25 to order. Call the roll, please.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Consideration of previous minutes is regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 9/16/25. Those will be moved forward for review. Under new business resolutions, resolution declaring automated external defibrillators owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, said property to the Alabama Charter Fishing Association. Resolution authorizing the execution of an agency agreement with JJPR, Public Relations and Marketing Professional Services. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Heidi Lamont for theatrical performance, dance instruction for Guys and Dolls. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle with Sportsplex, state bid $49,116. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for Utilities Department, $37,380. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Brett Blevins for tennis racket stringing services. Resolution appointing members to the Board of Adjustment. Any questions?
I have
none. Okay. Public hearing for Jones Duplexes PUD modification, Turquoise Village, 11/18/2025. Is that good?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Any comments, questions, thoughts?
I have some.
Well, please.
Tony, I just want to thank you personally and the rest of the council for appointing me to Al Bradley's seat in 2014. I was humbled and never took that appointment for granted. You gave me a vote and a voice, and I am proud of everything that this council has accomplished. Everywhere you look, anything you touch or see, this council either built or rebuilt and made better. It has been a blessing in my life, and I hope you feel the blessing it is in yours. We worked very hard together, and it was a wonderful thing. To the employees, especially Ford Handley and Renee and Holly, thank you. Thank you for picking up the ball every single morning and throwing it and running with it. I have never seen a group of employees work quite as effectively as this group, and we are 700 strong. So I appreciate every single one of you and everything that you have done for me and for our city. And finally, to my friends and neighbors, I still have a voice. I still plan to serve my city, and I am still available to anyone who needs anything from me. So I thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you, Annette.
Well, after you, Jeff, and after Annette, y'all have covered a lot, but I still have some people I want to thank. And I'm going to try to get through.
Water.
Yeah.
This council has such unique gifts. And you all have different personalities. But the way that we came together as a group was based on a mutual respect.
Yes.
And that's what made it work. And I will miss you. I am a phone call away if any of you ever need me. I want you to know that.
Yes.
So serving with you and with the people that I've served with over the past 21 years has meant so much to me. To the employees of this city, the heart and soul, the dedicated employees, I cannot say enough about you. You are this city. You make this city. And to have been able to walk alongside of you and watch you do it and watch your care and your concern and your dedication has been a highlight of my life. I consider you all not only city employees and staff, but friends. And once again, if I can ever do anything for any of you, I'm a phone call away. To the people that have voted for me in 5 elections, I hope that my public service has been what you wanted it to be. I hope that I have met your expectations. I hope at times that I maybe have exceeded your expectations. But I appreciate just the votes themselves, the confidence that you had in me, and the willingness to give me a chance to serve will always be extremely meaningful to me. I have a heart full of gratitude. Thank you to everyone. I don't plan to go anywhere anytime soon, so I hope that I will see you around town and know that being in this position has meant everything to me. So thank you.
Thank you, Joni. Thank you.
I think y'all know what's in my heart, and I don't think I need to say a whole lot, but you tolerated me, so pretty special. So thank y'all very much. Appreciate y'all.
I'll be brief too. I appreciate all of you. I know Jeff's not here. You know, Annette stepping in when Al passed, and Joni being family forever. I'm, you know, grown up here when y'all opened the rec gym back in the day. And on behalf of all the employees, the work that all of y'all have done to get us where we are as a collective group, taking care of us from, you know, health insurance to the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, your leadership as a group and individuals is amazing and will be greatly missed. And know that, you know, we're always here for y'all as well. I have a card that the department head signed today, and Mark put it together, and you know, he put pictures of all different things, and so
that's scary.
Good luck getting through it without you know, having your contacts get messed up a little bit. But just on behalf of all the employees, we appreciate y'all, and we'll always be here as for y'all as well. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I do believe I have something else to say.
Thank you.
13 years with y'all, what we've accomplished is probably divine. I mean, it's beyond what most people's comprehension is. And it could not have been accomplished had we not worked together the way that we did. And I say that because I'm challenging our new council to hopefully work in the same spirit and in the same sense of cohesion and sense of common goal that we continue to match going forward what we've done in the last 13 years. So thank y'all.
Yes.
So, Ms. Davenport, I forgot y'all. So today's been a terrible day. I forgot my glasses. So yes. Come here and tell Sam, come on up here. Tell us all about what you have done. Sam is a special young man and the next mayor of Orange Beach.
Oh, I hope so.
You hope so?
That's the way to start. He's like,
I'm not a big public speaker.
No, is that your sister?
Yeah, close enough.
No. Yep, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, it's right. Come on up here with us, too.
I thought you were talking about her.
No, so it started out with, you know, Sam really being interested in leadership and potentially becoming the next mayor and wanting to go to law school. And it started out with an interest in becoming a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Lawyer.
Intern.
The intern. Yes. And it has evolved into a full-blown volunteer program that is now being released at the school and giving opportunity for all of the kids to participate in volunteer work, to get their volunteer hours, and to just be aware of the different things that are going on within the city. And to have opportunities to participate and be a part of it and intern and do all of the different things that they're interested in doing. So thank you, Mayor Cannon, for, you know, just hearing us out and letting us speak our heart and really giving the kids an opportunity to volunteer.
All right, let me give you the backstory. They came to me 3-4 months ago and said, Sam wanted to volunteer an intern. I said, okay, come on down. And then Michelle said, no, he can't. So
yep, Michelle.
So I said, okay. So between Michelle and Mary Courtney, they worked together and coordinated a great internship program for essentially any of our students to intern here in the city in any fashion, any way they want, just to get it on a resume and sort of see how government works. So thank y'all.
Yes.
Thank y'all for pushing. I appreciate it very, very much. So.
It's awesome that you know what you want to do at this age. That's just amazing. And good luck with it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you all.
Okay. And thank you, Michelle, for making that work. She did it at light speed. So I appreciate that very much. So, anybody else? Anything else? All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, we are adjourned.